Well, good evening, everyone. This is the Ask Spirit Now show, and this is Victoria. I know a lot of times you've heard me saying that I'm Vicky, but I actually have had some profound experiences in the last few weeks, and I have decided to go back to my original name that I was born with. I have a wonderful numerologist named Richard King who has been on my show before, and we talked about it, and I just said it feels right, and that's what I'm going to do. So I am just so happy to be with each and every one of you this evening. I've been gone for 2 weeks, as you know, and I know the last 2 weeks had Reverend Rose and I talking about the upcoming seminars, or I should call them retreats. So I hope you got a chance to listen into that, and I'll talk a little bit about that tonight as well. And I am just so happy to announce that I am doing a lot more retreats in the upcoming months, and due to that, BBS has worked with me so graciously to move my Friday night at 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, to next Tuesday. We're going to be Tuesdays now, from now on, and I'm going to be coming on at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and 4 o'clock Pacific. And I hope everyone that's been listening on Friday can certainly tune in on Tuesday. The show will be the same, and I will just be excited to be doing it on Tuesday evening. And I do want to make an acknowledgement to everyone out there that has children, whether you're grandparents or moms or dads or aunts or uncles. My daughter wanted to go to public school this year. And I tell you, it was, we're used to sleeping until 7, 8, 9 sometimes. And all of a sudden now, I'm having to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I feel like I am even before the chickens get up and the roosters and all those little noisy critters. And I'm telling you, I commend you, because the bus drivers of America, I don't know how y'all do it. It's taken me a week, and I'm still going through recuperation, just trying to figure out how to do this. But it's working, and I know that it will work, and I ask Spirit now every time I have to wake up to please be with me. So I want to just let you know that over the last couple of weeks, since I have been gone, that I got my PhD in complementary therapies. And a lot of people say, well, that's great, you know, Victoria, but what in the world is that? And the best way that I can describe it is that I basically have a PhD in the therapy and techniques on living in the now. And I have been so blessed to have gone through this incredible program. It's taken me years to get through it. And even before then, a lifetime of learning that helped me to even get to the point where I could even make those studies and even grasp the materials that were presented to me so graciously from Delphi. So I have learned, it doesn't mean that I live in the now all the time. It just means that I have learned the therapy to help myself as well as others to find those thoughts. Those thoughts are what keep us from living in the now, or what help us to live in the now. Because when we spend so much time focusing on all these positive thoughts, and I really want to talk about a lot about that tonight. And by the way, I am taking calls tonight, so if you have a question or you want to discuss something, or if you want me to pull a card for you or something like that, I would just love to do that for you. It's so interesting, because thoughts can benefit our lives so much. If we have a positive thought that, let's just say, I am worthy of love. And everyone, I can't imagine anybody that's listening tonight that doesn't want love. Even if it isn't necessarily in a relationship, even if it's just friendships, and I don't ever like to say that just friendship, meaning that it's less than anything else, but it's just that friendships and in a relationship or in your family, love is what binds us together. It is that part of Christ that came down, you know, over 2,000 years ago to help us to live in our hearts, to feel unconditional love. And what I find so amazing is that for years and years, and I shouldn't say how many years, because, but I'm well over my 40s, so I have to say a lot of years. So much happens because I have read every book I would imagine that it has ever been written on positive thinking. And granted, it is very powerful, and I am one of the 100% supporter of it. Yet at the same time, I became exhausted. I'm a type A, and I love to get out there and do things and stay very busy. And so I bet I was getting exhausting saying all day long, I am worthy of love, or I am abundant, or whatever positive thought I was saying for the week. And what is so fascinating is that when I got my PhD, after all these years of finally understanding, I realized that underneath those positive thoughts, underneath those are unknown negative thoughts, unknown negative damaging thoughts that we have from not just this life, but from many lifetimes. And those thoughts, when they have an experience in our lives, they get a feeling attached to them. And once that feeling is there, they have a life of their own, and they're out there creating, and you don't even know they're creating. And when they're out there creating these negative, damaging aspects of your thought patterns from lifetimes you don't even remember you had, what happens is they're just forcing their way through life. You're sitting up here and you know, lightness, I am abundant, I am happy, and you're having a conflict, and it's exhausting. And that is what has been so powerful about what I've learned. And we call it Rohan therapy. And we're going to start having a lot of retreats over the countries, different, or anywhere y'all want us to come. As long as you can get a few people, you can go to my website at AskSpiritNow.com. And, you know, if you have something you'd like to have in your part of the country, you just need to contact me. I want to talk to Anne. Anna from Oregon is on line one. Anna, are you there?
I am, yes.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Victoria?
I'm doing very well. Are you by any chance the one that emailed me?
I am, yes.
Okay, good. Okay. What I want you to do now, it's always so nice, since I was going to be on the show tonight, I thought it would be very nice. And by the way, I just want to acknowledge Tom. I know that you're there, Tom, and I will be with you. So just listen, relax, and I will be with you. So I just want to Anna, I got your message today, and if you want to go ahead and just repeat it, just so that the folks that are listening kind of know where we're going with this, okay. Tell me what your question was or what your concerns were, because I do want to address them tonight.
Well, my concern is that I've been writing a novel for several years, and finally it's going to be published probably sometime in September, through a co-publishing company. And I'm wondering how well it will do, and if I'll be able to go forward, and I'd like to be able to write and do art full time and give these gifts that I feel like they're gifts I'm supposed to give out to the world, and yet I'm spending all my time, you know, working very hard at another job. And I'm wondering if it will transpire to that, and how well the novel, if it will do well, and if there's a particular date that's better than another to actually launch it.
Okay.
And that's where I'm at.
Well, let me just tell you now, thankfully you gave me your birthday, so it gave me just a moment before the show began to do a little bit of looking at that, you know, feeling with it. But I want to let you know first off, before I even get into your answer, because I am getting to your answer, it's just very important that you understand this. You were born in November, correct? Is that correct?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
Yes, okay. So you just have about, 4 or 5 more months until your new year starts for you. That doesn't mean the new year is of January 1st, but your birthday is your new year. And I want to let you know, Anna, that you are in a very, well, okay, you, this year for you right now that you're actually in right now is a year of transformation for you. It's almost like you're rebirthing yourself this year. You are in an introspection. It's very interesting that you wrote the book this year, because this is a very strong time for you to go, not within yourself in a negative way, but it's very much like Eat, Pray, and Love, the movie I saw today. It's about finding your essence within yourself, and that's what this year is about. And you still have a few more months in this year. And so I want to let you know that this year is more, until November, I believe your birthday was the 24th, is that correct?
No,
27. Okay. So until that time, it's more of an introspection. You know what I feel for you as far as your book goes is I feel, and we're going to address it more next year because that's where I feel it. That's where I feel it coming forward. Okay. This year, I feel that you should be getting yourself together, finding out how you're going to market it. Gather all the data that you can about how you feel about the book, getting your promo ready. I feel it's a time in preparation. When December comes is a new year for you, Anna. And this new year involves art, letting your art out to the world, and you are the star next year. So I feel that if I was going to give you a timing on when this book should be really promoted and be put out there, I would say, I don't know that, well, actually December's a great time because of the Christmas, but that's the time that you personally within yourself are going to be shining. And that is going to be a far better time for this book to be displayed or put out, because it's going to be part of your timing on who you are and what you're bringing forth into the world. Now, as you know, as you well know, Anna, if you've been self-publishing, marketing is the key. But there's right. also another key for you, and that is the fact that come late November, it's your time to shine, and it's your time to shine in the arts. So that's a very positive signal and message for you to go forward with it then, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it feels very strong. And you know those feelings that you get about just almost like you're rebirthing this year? Honor that. I really want you to honor this time that you have. Don't be trying to push right now. Just let it kind of flow, okay?
Okay.
Does that help you to understand this a little better?
That does, yes. Yeah.
Now, I don't know who you're self-published through. I know there's a lot of different publishing companies, but many of them have wonderful promotions that they can do for you. And a lot of it's internet-based. So, you know, a lot of people aren't going to bookstores like they used to. It used to be book signings. And, you know, you had to fly all over the country to do all that. And I'm not saying that's not good. I'm sure that would be great. But you can also get a book going pretty well on the internet. So I don't know what your means are, and I don't know, you know, much about what's going on with that. I just know that you have great potential to get this book out next year. Next year meaning after your birthday. Okay?
Okay. And then I was wondering, I want to make a movie. It's like a movie trailer, but it's a book trailer, but you use actors and actresses. And I was wondering, do you see the money coming for that?
Do I see the money coming for you to do that?
To be able to do that, yeah.
That's I'll say. It feels like it's a couple of $1,000s is what I'm feeling, that it's going to cost a few thousand.
Yeah.
That's what I'm feeling. I'm seeing between two and three. The only way that if you're not making the money, then what I would do, if you're not actually making enough money in your daily job to make that happen, then this is what I would do, Anna, and miracles do happen. I would just put it out to the universe. I would just say, you know, I thank you for providing this for me, because it is very important for me to do this. And I feel that I will be of great benefit to people, and people will grow from this book. And at that point in time, I would just ask the universe to help you. Ask your angels. Ask your angels. Okay. And you know, I never, ever would ever say that you would not be able to get the money. I would never do that, because I feel you can. And okay. I know in your heart, you know you can. But you need some help from the other side sometimes. We need to ask for spiritual help. Because sometimes there are things on this earth that we just don't know how to do, you know? And we need help. And that's why we ask. That's why I named my show Ask Spirit Now, because that's where we get our answers. There's a reason why I named that.
Can you tell, do I have anyone guiding me on this? From the other side?
Oh, yeah. You know who I would call, I would talk to every night, all during the day, is Archangel Gabriel. I feel around you, and he's talking to you in your right ear, interesting enough, but he comes over to your left ear as well. And he's asking you just to trust. Gabriel helps a lot with energies of writing and creativity. And Uriel does as well. There's some other, you know, I may do another show on angels in the upcoming months, because there are many, many angels that specifically work with specific issues. But if you don't know which one it is, just ask. Just say, whichever angel up there is supposed to help me with my book, please come down now. And that's how I do it, if I'm not sure of their names or something. But Gabriel is around you right now, and that's the one that's actually helping you.
Oh, good. Great.
So, okay.
Okay, yeah. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Anna, and I appreciate you writing to me. That was just charming of you, and I'm glad you were listening last night. And you know, now you know about my show that's going to be on Tuesday nights with BBS. So you'll be able to listen in here as well. So that's great.
Yeah, my friend told me about it. It was the first time I've gone to this radio station site, and so I was thrilled. It was great.
Well, good. Well, listen, thanks so much, and good luck to you. Make sure you email me when your book comes out, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
All right, I'll have you on my show, and you can talk about it.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a good
Bye-bye.
Evening. All right, and Tom? Hi, Tom.
Yeah.
How are you?
I am here. I am doing great.
Well, good. Now,
well,
I'm going to
this
one... see. I tell you what, Tom, before you get into your question, we're going to have to work on me hearing you better. I'm not hearing you well. Are you real close to your phone?
How's that?
That's much better. Okay.
Okay.
Now, you're calling from Washington. That's Washington State?
Yes.
Oh, wow. You're way over there.
Yeah,
I'm way over here in Georgia, and you're way over there in Washington. So, what's happening in your world tonight that you would like some clarity on?
Well, I'll give you a little, just a real short background on this. I've been on my quest for about 23 years now, since my quote-unquote awakening. And I had a few spontaneous out-of-body experiences early on, and it really intrigued me, and through the years, I kind of put it off to the side, and here in the last 3 or 4 years, I've gotten back into my deep meditation practices, and last year, I had some major breakthroughs and have been able to out-of-body practically every night, which has been absolutely amazing, experience. About 4 weeks ago, it's like a wall was thrown up, and something is blocking me, or there's some sort of a blockage there, and I have just not been able to get there again.
Okay, and I want to ask you something. I'm going to pull some cards for you, but I want to ask you, did something shift in your life at all? Did anything change? Just feel with that for a moment. Nothing changed. All of a sudden, it just blocked up?
Well, I did. The only thing I can think of that I've done different was which is really isn't different because I've been continually researching and reading and exploring, and I really haven't gotten into any new fields that that I can think of.
Okay.
As far as my mundane life, everything is the same. I'm still, you know, I've been at the same place for almost 14 years now. You know, haven't moved, anything like that. So nothing major in my personal life has really changed.
Now I want to just share with you, because I pulled two cards for you. It's very interesting. I do see a stop here, and I see the word joy, and I'm going to ask you something. Do you still get the same kind? There's something about joy here, and we're going to have to kind of pull until we get it. But I see some sort of stop on your joy. Now, talk to me about that, because that's what I'm feeling, and those are the cards I pulled. And when I pull these cards, I trust them down to the core, because they've been so accurate for years. What shifted in you as to any kind of joy, or did it become almost there's something that shifted, I feel, with something with that? Because I see a stop. I definitely see a stop. But I also see a stop with joy, that something stopped and there's something that shifted in there. Are you enjoying this as much, or do you feel a little? You mentioned just a minute ago your mundane life. Now, what do you mean by that? Because there's some importance in that. Is that just a joke, or is that truth for you?
No, I'm talking about material based end of my life, as far as you know, work and my house everything associated with that. You know.
I have such a strong picture here now of just a stop on your joy, something to do with your joy, and when you open that back up again, it's all I'm just feeling that something is shifting you in a different direction. There's something, maybe you're supposed to grow in a different way right now, Tom. Maybe you've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, I almost have that sort of a sense also, that there's something different that I'm supposed to be looking into.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm feeling.
A different direction that I'm supposed to be going.
Yeah, because see, right now what I've been hearing, but I'm also what I'm feeling myself, is that you've been doing this for a while. And listen, that's an incredible journey, and you have grown incredibly from it. And yet, here I am looking at this card saying, there's something happening here that's stopping this, and it has to do with joy. And I'm getting a sense that you are supposed to open your heart to new avenues. Tell me one thing that you would love to do right now that you're not doing. On the spirit, if it's spiritually connected, that's fine. If it isn't, that's fine too. Tell me just something that, if you had a magic wand right now, that you could be doing.
I would be traveling.
Okay.
I would be traveling. Right. There are places I will go to in this world. Absolutely.
And that's probably why you love this out-of-body experience, is because you get to travel so much. Isn't that fascinating?
Yes, I do.
Isn't that fascinating? I tell you what I want you to do. If you can this weekend, go see Eat, Pray, Love. You will. That movie is the movie for you, okay? I saw it today. I was one of the first to see it here in Georgia. I want you to go see that movie.
What was it called again?
It's called Eat, Pray, Love.
Eat, Pray, Love.
It's all over the theaters, and if it's in Georgia, it's everywhere, I promise you. Has Julia Roberts in it, and right now I can't think of everybody else, but a fabulous movie. And this movie, Tom, is going to open up something in your heart. I can feel it. It's going to open something up in your heart, and I feel that Spirit is saying, stop doing what you're doing now. It doesn't mean you can't go back to it, but when you are going, and you are as spiritual as you are, Tom, and something puts a block up like that, they're saying, go to a different direction. They may be very well. It's very interesting that you said you want to travel. I want to ask you what it would take. I can pull another card for you, too, on that. I want to ask what it would take for you to make that dream come true? Just what do you feel that you would have to do to make that dream come true? To start traveling.
Finish my book and sell it and make the money to be able to do it.
Okay. Well, that's a good dream. I mean, that's a good step. Is the book published?
Yeah.
Is the book?
Well, the lottery is always the dreaming easy way out, but.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, dreams are dreams. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So that would be the way to get it popping. But I'm going to ask you to go to, this is something that I feel Spirit's not going to give me the specific answer on this. You know why? Because they want you to find it out for yourself. That's your self-empowerment. What I'm getting for you to do this evening before you go to sleep, it must be about 6:25 your time. So it's probably very early over there, but I want you to ask Spirit, what is my next step to make this dream of traveling happen? And if it has to do with your book, then make sure that book, happens. Now, I'm just pulling some cards for you right now. So if you want to just keep talking, just, you know, share a little bit about your book. Let all the listeners know about your book. And
okay.
I want to see what your next step is to get something going here for this, okay? It's very important to, interesting, okay.
Well, what I'm trying to put down in my book is I've had quite some remarkable experiences in my life, starting back in the late 80s, that my awakening, this is basically the prologue, giving a little background on myself. My meeting with angels in the physical, and actually having the divine guidance for the last 23 years in such a real way that most people, when I will talk to them about it, they if they're not in tune with it, I get the poo-poo thing. It's
natural.
Just flabbergasting, the kind of things I've been through.
Well, I want to tell you what I'm picking up, and I think this is going to assist you in making this dream happen. You know, our dreams, we have to take one step at a time, and we have to allow we just have to allow things to unfold. But I will tell you this, there is something that you don't like. What I'm picking up right now is that you dislike having to wait. It's kind of bothering you right now because it's sort of like you're just sitting there and you feel like you need to be moving forward. And that is something that you need to start to get over that to help start the movement again, is to take whatever it takes, even if you have to write a little bit every day or get the book self-published or whatever this step is necessary to move that. And the other issue is that it's very interesting, again, that I pick up the same card, not the same exact card, but different connotations of it, that this journey that you are taking, the out-of-body experience, if you will really be honest with yourself deep down, you're getting a little out-of-body experience would be boring, but I get the sense that it's the same thing over and over. That's what I'm picking up right now. Everything's the same. And I feel, Tom, that you're going to have to make that shift, and you're going to have to say, okay, I say yes to life. I say yes to life. If I have to do this, I'm going to do it. And you're going to have to shift. Something in your life is going to have to shift. You're going to have to make that you're going to have to make that shift in your life. Simple little things can make such a shift. And I feel like you even almost need to move your furniture around or something just to shift things and ask Spirit tonight, what do I need to do? Because they want you to hear it yourself. It's going to be more confirming coming from you. But I do get this sense that things are just going a little too boring for you right now. And that's what I pick up.
That's pretty accurate.
And, you know, I mean, I have to say, out-of-body experiences are fabulous. But, you know, I get bored doing the same stuff, too. I mean, you know, you want some, especially if you're a traveler. Oh my gosh, you know, you want a new experience. When were you born?
November 2nd, 1961, All Souls Day.
Okay, so November what?
Second.
Oh, the second. Okay, sometimes I don't hear you. Okay, so that's very interesting. Wow. Okay, I just want to pull a card here for you and see. And what day did you say that was? What did you call that?
It's All Souls Day. There's
All Souls Day.
All Saints Day and All Souls Day. In Mexico, it's the Day of the Dead.
Yeah. Interesting. Let me see
if I
can...
I've run into quite a few anomalies in relation to that date.
Oh, okay. It's very interesting because my earlier caller had one of the cards. I don't have I'm not able to get all this done. She had emailed me a little earlier, so I had a little bit more time to work on that. But this is a very interesting year because you're in November too, and right now you're going through a purification time, and it's actually like a revolutionary cleansing of all the levels of your being. And it's very interesting that you're writing this book now because it's probably very much more next year that things are going to start unfolding for you. But I would get every place. I would make a dream list for you. Some people call it a bucket list, but you're too young for thinking bucket list. But this is a valuable time for you right now. I just feel that you... Things are going to be moving for you within a year, and that sounds like a long time, but that it really isn't, because right now you're going through so much transformation. This is just looking at just a little bit about what's going on this. But I feel like you need to just make sure that you don't stay trapped kind of in that tower, in that space, in that hiding out type of feeling. It doesn't mean that you're actually hiding out, but I get a sense that you need to pop out of that. You need to bring more life into your life, and you're the one that's going to have to make that, because otherwise your projects can get kind of frustrating and you get angry over them. And this is a time for you to say, not going to do that anymore. I'm going to get out and I'm going to live. And by that, those simple little actions that you take, it's going to start transforming your life so that all of a sudden you will find that you start to travel. And you're going to travel because you know what? You're going to make sure of it. I feel that in you. And I think you're – yeah, I do. I mean, you're not going to say, listen, if you can do out-of-body travel, you can make this happen. So I hope that has helped. And
isn't it awesome?
We have such wonderful writing, and people are expressing themselves more. And I think it's fabulous. I think it is so incredible that you're writing and expressing it. And I'm going to share something with you that just came to me from Spirit, is that when you get your book, when's it published?
I haven't actually completed the book, so.
Oh, okay. All right. So good. Well, this is the perfect time for you to be writing. It's the perfect time. I would certainly try to get the book out, at least get it to the publisher or something by the time that your birthday comes, you know, because this is you're going to be going into another part of life next year, and you're going to want, you're going to be wanting to get out a lot more next year. This next year is, I think it's very fascinating that you and Anne have the same cards. I think that's just
incredible. I thought it was quite fascinating. She's in November and wrote a book also.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing Voyager Tarot cards, and I'm doing based on the birthday, and that's probably why they're so similar. But I didn't do the year with you, so that would be the shift in there, because if y'all are in completely different years, it would be, you know, different. But it's, you see, next year after the third, well, I should say the second, but starting on the third, you're going to be going into your star year. This is your year to shine. So you and her, it's very fascinating. Y'all are both going through the same – experiences of this year, being introspective, really cleansing out those old thoughts and feelings that you don't need anymore, getting out of hiding, getting out. When I say hiding, I don't mean like you're hiding in a closet somewhere. I mean like your spirit. Get that self out into the world. And when that happens next year meaning November 3rd for you, it's your time to shine. So I would say that's the time to get this book going and get it, you know. Now, what I wanted to tell you was that I sense that with you wanting to travel, do you realize what an opportunity? You could start taking books with you and start just promoting them. Go take them everywhere you go and just start promoting. I mean, you know, you can get very creative in life. You don't have to do things the same way everybody else does them. You could be the first person that just takes your books. I mean, look at the way the chicken soup guy, he put them in the back of his car and drove all over America. And that's how he got started, you know. So there's stories like that all the time. So what I would do is I would just start getting creative. I'd start writing. I sense that you can get a lot of introspection. Now, let me restate that. When I say writing, I already know about your book. I'm talking about a journaling. That's what Spirit's asking. Okay, thank you. Spirit's asking you to journal because you're going to start getting your answers through journaling. And that's, get a little journal, just a little thing from Walmart. Doesn't have to be some gorgeous journal. Start doing it that.
I bought a couple journals and I hardly ever write in them.
Okay, that's what Spirit's asking you to do. I knew Spirit was going to come through with something, and because I kept feeling something. That's what it is. It's the journaling. That's what you're supposed to do. That's where you're going to get your answers. You're going to start journaling, and it's going to start flowing through, and you're going to start getting incredible answers. So just do it. That's that part. Remember when I talked about the tower where just get out of hiding, get out, make something spark, make something move? Mm-hmm. The journaling's going to shift it. That's going to be the first step for you to shift that. And then you're going to start finding opportunities awakening in you. And that's the message. Thank you,
awesome.
Spirit.
Great.
Yeah, that was the Yeah, so just start journaling. Do it every day. Say yes to journaling. Just say yes. And saying yes to life can make a difference.
I just wrote down on my little notepad, yes to journaling.
Yes, that's it. So, there's your message. So I want to thank you for calling in, Tom, and appreciate it.
Thank you very, very much from the bottom of my heart. And before I cut off here, I want to leave you with one little thing.
Sure.
Something I wrote back when I first woke up, I named it the real wizard.
Uh-huh.
Inside each one there lies a force, a creative genius that guides our course. With steady desire and persistent heart, he takes his place and plays a part. Whether high or low, who can know, his place in life he will show. Patient eyes and discerning ears, he sorts out truth, discarding fears. Through miles of travel on different roads, little by little the picture unfolds. The key was hidden within a dream, to learn an ancient language, it seems, to shape and mold the waking dream.
Oh, that's beautiful, Tom. Thank you so much. I know our listeners have appreciated that. Thank you very much for sharing that. And you have a beautiful evening, okay?
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, I have a caller from Miami. And her name, I believe, is either Judy or Flowering Joy. I'm not sure if I'm picking up the right person. Is this Flowering Joy?
Yes, it is.
How are you, Flowering Joy?
I'm flowering, and I'm joyful. How are you, Vicki?
Oh, it's just, you know, I'm going by Victoria now, but you can still call me Vicki. I'll still answer. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. After I went through my profound experience last week, I went back to my birth name, something I was never called this life. So I was like, yes. Judy, it is so good to hear from you. Do you have something to share tonight for everybody? Because I know you have actually asked Spirit, and Spirit has answered you in so many profound ways that I get amazed at the profoundness of how you have lived your life.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks to it. It has been an amazing ride. Actually, instead of just chatting this evening, I have a question for you. Perhaps you can
Okay.
I have a very strong feeling that something is happening around the corner to really expand my abilities and help me put myself out there. And I'm wondering what you get on that for me.
Okay, and I'm going to, what I'm going to do right now is, can you talk just a little bit? Because I, can you talk just a little bit more, Judy? Just say something about, you said around the corner. Is that what you said?
Something's coming.
Yeah, now I hear you much better. Great, that's good. I had my volume a little high, too high for me. Okay, let me tune in for you. Yes. First off, you have opened your heart up to a point where I see flowers flowing out of it. I see you teaching. I see that you have been, I know this not because you know, intuitively, but I know that you have been, I'm almost hesitant to tell you what I'm feeling right now, that I'm going to tell you anyway, because we're on the air. I feel you're going to meet somebody.
Oh, my God.
I know you don't
want
to.
I'm not ready.
I don't know about that. I don't know. But let me pull a card for you. I'm going to ask what your next step is, okay? We won't even go there then, because if you're not ready, it's okay. But I'm telling you, they are around the corner. But I do sense that you're going to be teaching, and it's going to be such a joyful experience for you that your heart will sing. Your heart will sing. Now, I'm asking what your next step is, so give me just a second. Tell me what's going on. You say you're from Miami. I thought, didn't you move to...
Oh, yes. I have to start saying that I'm from Sun City.
I know. I kept thinking, I know. I'm thinking this is Flowering Joy, but, okay, I want to see what's happening here. Oh, my goodness. Okay, you want to know what the question was. Something is about... There is something around the corner. I think that it feels like... It feels like it's teaching. It feels like your life is opening up. But guess what you need to do to bring it in? The first thing you need to do to bring this new life that's around the corner, it's going to be up to you, Judy, to bring it in because it's already there, okay? It is stop. It's eliminating any kind of judgment. It's interesting because I feel that there are three judgments. There are three thoughts here that keep circulating about something, and we might need to just, you and I may need to do a private reading on this, okay? But I sense that there are three thoughts that keep coming up and ever, and you just keep looking at this, and you're kind of letting others, it may even be others judging you, or you're afraid of others judging you. And you know what? I want to talk next week with you, okay? Because I feel that we can eliminate this. And if you eliminate this teaching, this opening up of your, oh gosh, I even see you drumming. I even see you actually drumming, bringing people. Cause see, there's a life about you, Judy, when you drum. It's just powerful. So I feel that we need to look into a little bit more of this maybe next week if you have some time. Okay.
I would love to.
Yeah, because
I am signed up for a workshop with Robert Austin, and I will be working with Crystal Bowles, where I will get to play the Crystal Bowles. I did go to a powwow. And not a powwow, a pipe ceremony I was allowed to join. And they were coming there. And I guess we started chanting again. So it's been really interesting.
Good. I feel several things coming in for you real, real strong. and I want you just to allow them in. I don't want other judgments from other people to affect you, and I don't want judgments from yourself. The message here is just to really eliminate all of that. Let it all go and just allow, because you are the expert on allowing. If anybody out there is listening, Judy knows how to do it. She just said in gratitude for everything in her life, and her house is sold, and she moved on to her new life, and she truly is a flowering joy now. And I watched it with awe, because it was truly asking spirit now, and you listened. And that was phenomenal. So the message I get is.
That came about by me following tips that you gave me on how to ask spirit.
Well, I appreciate how to
be in gratitude.
Yeah.
So I owe all of this to you.
Well, I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart, and I'm grateful every day for our connection to spirit, because we all have it. And it's every time that, you know, Judy, every time that we do well in our lives, it's because we've allowed spirit in. And when we don't do well, it's typically, at least from my experience, it's when we resist. And we resist things. And by the way, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but that I just fell in love with that movie I mentioned with that Julia Roberts. I mean, it will transform the world. Life is becoming different for America if people open their hearts in America and just allow the truth to come in about spirituality and not be afraid of it. This movie is going to be a profound shift for the 2012 experience, Judy, because, 2012, you and I have talked a lot about this, is just really a shift in consciousness. And, we've talked a lot about that. And honestly, that movie's helping a lot.
I haven't seen the movie yet, but I read the book, and the book was absolutely fantastic.
Yes. Well, I went to the movie with Reverend Rose, you know, who I'm doing the retreats with. And she and I went today, and she had read the book too, and she said the movie was as good, if not better, than the book. So,
that's unusual.
Yeah.
Well, for a movie to surpass the book, because
she said it was just fabulous. So, and listen, Judy, while I've got you on the phone, where everybody can be listening, I want to let you know if you know people that want to come to our retreat, we've got one coming up in September 17th, up a little about a mile. Listen to me, an hour from Asheville. South of Asheville. Then we've got one in October, we're doing the Inner Sanctuary training up in Asheville, in October, October 8th through the 10th. And then also, if you know anybody in the Asheville area, we are doing a card reading. Oh my goodness, every kind of card that could exist. We're going to be doing September 4th. David Robinson, Alicia, and I are going to be doing that on September 4th up at the Sacred Embodiment Center in Asheville, North Carolina for the day. So if you know anybody happens to be in Asheville September 4th, come and visit us downtown at Self-Embodiment Center. And, Judy, if you know somebody that wants to come up and train with us, it's going to be, Rose, Reverend Rose and I, and, then we're going to start doing Rohan retreats. Shift those thoughts and shift your life, you know? That's the truth.
Yes.
Tell me
all your latest data on the different retreats so that I can forward it to everybody I know.
I sure will. I would, and I want to let everybody that's listening too know that we only have about 8 spots left in each retreat. I think maybe 10 for the one in September. So we really need to, go online at AskSpiritNow.com. That's my website, and the donate button and the contact page helps to get all the registration handled. So it's kind of easy to do, and we've set it up so it'll be just a fabulous, fabulous heart awakening weekend. So we're excited about that. So, and I understand you're going to be going up to Delphi to do the interior art with Patricia Hayes.
I
hear that. Yes.
Very excited.
Yes, I'm sure I'll probably drive up there and say hi to everyone up there, because It is a fabulous course, and Patricia Hayes is the founder of Delphi University up in McKaysville, Georgia, and she is now, I guess you would call her semi-retired, Judy, would you say that?
Maybe the last class she gives.
I think so. I think that's why there's so many people at it. Yeah, they're like 24 or 25 people, and I regretfully will not be able to make it. But.
The first email was only sent to 5 students, and I was really, I said, oh, good, lots of hands-on teaching. But that is growing. People are coming out of the woodwork to work with her.
Yes. I'm sure she's retired from Delphi, but I don't think she's retired from doing what the wonderful work she does. So I want to just share something while you're on the phone, Judy, about gratitude. When we share our gratitude with ourselves and just be thankful for ourselves and for everything in our lives, if you're writing a book like Tom, be in gratitude, be grateful for the gifts that you have. And that will shift. It takes you from being in the past and it takes you from being in the future. So if you're living in both places but not in the now, if you are in gratitude right now for everything you have and everything is great in your life right now, guess what your next moment will be? Oh, my gosh, the next moment has already arrived, and it's great, too. And, oh, my gosh, we're already in the next moment, and it's great. And that's how we create our life. It's simpler than we actually imagine it.
Yes,
it's just that our thoughts get us in the past or our thoughts get us in the future, and we never get to stay in the present. It's phenomenal.
It's feeling the gratitude. And the big secret is be grateful for everything that you want and that you're working on as if it's already happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it really hasn't happened in reality, but you're grateful. You keep saying how grateful you are for this thing that is already coming to you as
yes,
if it's a
yes. And you know something I learned, too, a while back is to always say or something better, because there's so many times, and I know that you know this because
and
I feel you. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Something better, because Spirit sometimes has things better planned for us than we even have a consciousness of what it could be. And when
we just say
something better, wow, that can be pretty, phenomenal. You're sounding a little blurry right now, Judy. I can't hear you.
Okay.
Judy, yeah, now I can hear you. You're real
you're
clear now.
Maybe the phone was too close to my mouth. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
a lot of times
we don't feel deserving of everything we want, or we don't think of all the details that we would really like.
Yes, and Spirit has those details, and they're sitting there creating, helping us. They have this whole plan that I think we created. I believe we call them soul contracts. And we limit ourselves because we don't really open our hearts up to what Spirit has for us. We limit ourselves by saying it has to be in this little box. It has to be this way. And it's very fascinating, Judy. I don't know if you were listening on my earlier call with Tom, because the Spirit almost had to block something just so that he could move on to something else. It's
right.
Like,
exactly.
You know, sometimes we just get a block right in front of them. It's like, okay, all right, I got it. And when that happens, then we're forced. And I have to use the word force. We're forced. We either succumb or we move forward to do something different. And sometimes there's that little unstable feeling like, oh my gosh, what do I do now? But if we ask Spirit, if Spirit will answer us, it's just that we get so busy in our minds that we don't even listen. We ask, and I'm the best at it. We ask and we ask and we ask, but we never quiet ourselves to listen. And Spirit took everything away from me, Judy, as you well know, to help me to listen. And now I listen. And life has been incredibly beautiful since I've started to listen.
That's wonderful.
It's just
I'm finding so many people are losing what they hold dear,
yes.
Whatever is security to them, and they're being thrown into turmoil and fear. But Spirit is taking it away because there's something better with all these changing energies and all the new events occurring in the universe, and people don't realize that the rug is not being pulled from under them, that they are being freed to do something better.
Uh-huh. That's true. Well, I mean, that very negative experience, everyone, that I had several years ago, I would have never been where I am now. And I give thanks every day, even though it was one of the most heart-wrenching experiences of my life. It changed my life, and it sent me down another path. And I chose to take that other path, and I'm here now, and I am forever grateful because I have my beautiful little girl, I have a wonderful life, and I'm able to connect with people all over the world to assist them in bringing joy and clarity into their lives, and it's been phenomenal. But if I hadn't had that negative experience, guess what? I would have just been drifting on down my little boring life, you know, kind of just sitting there wondering what was going to happen next, and it would have been not so good, so... So,
but everything you went through to help other people, to teach them and help them move beyond.
Well, so yes, and that's what Spirit does for us in writing our books or whatever we're doing. And I want to tell everyone, too, while we're all talking, is that my new book is called Justice of the Heart, and it's called Justice of the Heart, Bringing Compassion into the Game of Law. And it's going to be coming out, it's a little slower than I had anticipated, but I'm adding another chapter. And it's coming out probably in October. And I'm going to be excited about expressing that book to people who are going through divorces, to people who work with lawyers, anybody in a law office, anybody that knows anybody that's getting a divorce needs to read this book. Because it doesn't mean that you can't have a good lawyer. It just means that we can bring a little bit more compassion into the courtroom and into our lives so that divorces do not have to be devastating for people and for children. And as an attorney and a spiritual, you know, I have a doctorate in both physical laws and spiritual laws. It has been my gift to be able to understand both, and hopefully I can bring some enlightenment so that people don't have to go through these devastating divorces. We're not here to destroy. Just because you want a divorce does not mean that your life has to be destroyed, and that's basically what I'm bringing into this book. But I just want to thank everybody. And, Judy, I want to thank you for calling in. It's so wonderful to hear from you.
It's great to speak with you. And don't forget, yeah, as soon as this is out, let me know because I want to buy some of the first copies. I need.
Well, you know, I'll autograph it for Flowering Joy. And okay, I want to thank Tom for calling in and Anna from Oregon for calling in. And I just want to remind everybody, just remember to ask Spirit now. You all have angels, and you all have gifts and beautiful qualities about you, and be in gratitude for them. And remember now, Tuesday night, this 17th, I want to tell you about my guest, and I have to do it quickly because I know I'm running out of time. Patricia McLean is an international astrologer, tarot psychic, author, playwright, and she has an uncanny gift for predictions about earth changes and all kinds of politics and all. And she's going to be talking next Tuesday, 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific on BBS Radio. We're shifting from Friday to Tuesday now. From now on, and she's going to be talking about reincarnation, learning to forgive, and who were you? So this is going to be an exciting show Tuesday. Tune in, and remember to ask Spirit now, and come visit me on my website called AskSpiritNow.com. Good night, and I will talk to you again on Tuesday. Many blessings.